tonight on a hot evening in Caldwell, Texas. We welcome you to Washington County Little League All-Stars coverage here on KWHI. Doug Brown with you on the radio on this Sunday night. Hope you've had a great day wherever you've been today. And now we're locked and loaded and ready for some Little League action. And for the Washington County 11-year-old boys, they have climbed back into this one. Came back with a huge win over Belleville last night. They were actually trailing that game and rallied in late innings to come back and get the victory. And they put themselves here in the championship round. And now they're going to face Burleson County here tonight. Burleson was the one that handed Washington County their only loss of the tournament earlier in the week. And so now it's payback time. And now for Burleson County, if they win this game tonight, they're the tournament champions. So Washington County has to win tonight and force one more winner-take-all game tomorrow night. And that'll be back here in Caldwell at 7 o'clock. And so they know the task at hand. It's going to be a good one here. Belleville, the only team eliminated so far. It was a three-team tournament. And, of course, the winner of this one, they move on to the sectional tournament, which will start in July. And the sectional for the 11-year-olds being hosted at Linda Anderson Park in Brenham. So you know Washington County would love to get that so they can play sectionals at home this year. And we've got a lot to do here on the pregame. And when we come back, we'll take a look at how some of the other tournaments are progressing. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years, and we'll be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572. Visit online at texasfarmcredit.com or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their district tournament games.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4241.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
And back we go here as we are coming to you from Caldwell High School, the 11-year-old boys tournament. And let's take a look at some of the other tournaments as to how they are progressing and what they've got coming up tonight. Yeah, let me just pull it up right quick here. Well, and naturally the reception. Okay, here we go. And Major Boys, they are over in Belleville tonight, and it's Washington County and Belleville. And if Belleville wins the tournament champions, Washington County wins, they'll play one more winner-take-all game tomorrow night at 7. And then we've also got the Minor Boys. They're in Brenham tonight, taking on Columbus at 8 o'clock. The winner of that game will go to the tournament championship on Tuesday night. And then we've got the Minor Girls in Sealy and they are going to be playing tonight at 7 o'clock. Winner of that game goes to the tournament championship on Tuesday night. And so we'll monitor those games throughout the course of the evening and pass along scores when we can get them. In the meantime, they're introducing the Washington County players. And so while they're doing that, let's go ahead and take another break, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Every day we touch corners of our community lives, and for over 97 years we've helped turn life's goals into accomplishments. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Citizens State Bank is there. From businesses to farms to families, it's a community we're a part of that makes us who we are, much more than a place just to keep your money. For all your banking needs, the friendly staff at Citizens State Bank will give you the personal attention that you deserve. Stay local, go far with us at CSB. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and at all Arlen stores.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
And now time for a national anthem. Our national anthem, and we'll take one more break and be back with the first pitch after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you even know? That's where we come in.
Holly here for Green Duct Services.
Quack, quack.
Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenductservices.com.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Whataburger now has new premium coffee with a brand new taste, and it's coming in hot and iced cold. Drink it hot with a biscuit sandwich or iced with a brownie. Or iced with a biscuit sandwich and hot with a brownie. This is your chance to mix it up a little. Let your hair down. There's no wrong way to drink it. New hot and iced coffee from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
All right, as Burleson County takes the field, and Washington County will be coming up to battle. It'll be Jagger Shedd to lead things off. And Jagger will be followed by Knowles Kaler and then Jace Riley. Top of the first inning. And umpires having a word with the Burleson County coaches. Not really sure what this is over. Temperature here in Caldwell right now, 92 degrees under sunny skies. Heat index at 99. Not much of wind blowing. We got sunset not scheduled until 8:32 tonight. But got to get this in. The tournament's already been delayed twice by rain. And next pitch to Jagger Shedd in there for a strike. Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. And Shedd sends this one down the line, and that is hooking foul. Try to go opposite field and hit it down the left field line. So no balls, two strikes. Washington County under the management of Chris Kaler. Assistant coaches are Jason Drain and Bradley Riley. And strike three called. Shedd caught looking for out number one. And that'll bring up Knowles Kaler. And this treat for me is Dad and I, former classmates, Brenham High School, class of 1994. Pitches in there for a strike 0-1. It actually came and helped me when I pulled up. It helped me, came running up and helped carry the equipment in, the radio equipment in here onto the field. And that's how you know your parents are raising you right. And pitch is a ground ball over third base coaching box. Nice play by Chris over there. And foul tip. And so the count will hold at 0-2. We're in the top of the first inning of the 11-year-old boys tournament in Caldwell.
Go, Nosey! Win this, kid!
And next pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. Now, as far as tomorrow night, we're not really sure where we're going to be tomorrow night. It'll depend on the results because all four teams that we're following are in action tonight. So we'll have to see what the final results are after the night's over with. And Kaler sends this one a little flare out into left center. And that's going to drop in for a base hit. And Kaler's aboard with a one-out single here. That's going to bring up Jace Riley. Riley doing the pitching tonight. Did such a great job last time we were here. He took a no-hitter into the sixth inning. Now a chance to help himself out with the bat. And next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. So one out, one at first.
Up your cross, kid. Let's go, kid.
And that one bounced up there, a ball. And runner going, and Kaler will be into second base. One one count, one out. And bounced up there, a ball. And it's 2-1. And that one outside of ball, 3-1 now. And 3-1. And that one outside, ball 4. And Riley takes the walk, and that'll put two runners aboard here for Washington County and bring up Zach Lloyd. And that one down the line, foul. Third baseman for Burleson County gave chase but couldn't come up with it. Washington County dressed out in the green jerseys with the white letters and numbers. Burleson County white uniforms with a little red, white, red and blue mixed in there. And the 0-1 pitch to Lloyd. Ground ball to third, and he's going to run to the bag and get the lead out, and that'll be all he gets. So Kaler retired, 5 unassisted. And it'll be a fielder's choice that allows Lloyd to reach, so you got 2 aboard now. And bring up Parker Hale.
Let's go, P-Slab, right here. Have fun, Parker.
And this one is going to be smacked into left field base hit. And that will load it up. And brings up Ryland Drain now.
Let's go, Ryland.
Let's go, Ryland.
Base is loaded, 2 outs here. Catcher sets up on the outside, and pitch coming. Outside of ball, 1-0. Good job of laying off that one. Long looking, next pitch. Back up the middle, and the pitcher's got it. And he'll throw to first and retire the side. So, in the inning for Washington County, no runs. 2 hits, there were no errors, and the bases left loaded. And we'll go to the bottom of the first inning. Washington County nothing. Burleson County coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield in Burnham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BurnhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
All right, back we go. Jace Riley warming up for Washington County. And he will be working the Jagger Shed behind the plate, right side of the infield. Ronaldo Castillo at first base. Silvano Marchecho at second left side. Parker Hill at short. Zach Lloyd at third. Into the outfield. Guillerme Marchecho in center. Liked and right by Knowles Kaler. And in left by Ryland Drain. So Burlington County up for their first at bat of the evening. And it's going to be Snell batting. I was waiting on the umpire there. Waiting to throw his first pitch of the evening. And this one back to the pitcher, and Riley will throw the first, and that's one pitch, one out. That's how we like to start a ball game. Back into the screen. That is Carranza. A one pitch. And that one's a ground ball in the hole. It's short. Throw to first. The throw is high. It gets away. And Carranza will take off for second base. Castillo throws offline, and he's in there. Being E6. And that puts up a runner at second. And that'll bring up Balderas. Now there is showing bunt. Pulls the bat back, and he'll take a strike. Runner going to third. And he's out of there. Granted, caught trying to take the extra base. And it's a two down now. Good throw there by Jagger Shed. Riley's next pitch. Swung on a miss, 0-2. Got him a swing at one eye level. Yeah, Riley's next pitch. That one up high, and it's 1-2. Time call. Oh. Jason's got a chain around his neck. Umpire's going to make him take it off. Normally it's supposed to keep it tucked inside the jersey, but I guess it must have came out. Yeah, it's still there. Just make him take it off.
Come on, Jason. One more. Come on.
Let's go, Jason Riley.
The logic being that the light can reflect off there and be a distraction to the batter. Yeah, 1-2 pitch. That one inside the ball, and it's 2-2. And that one foul back into the screen, and that will hold the count at 2-2 on Balderas. Right hand batter. And Balderas swings and misses. He downloads strikes. And that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs. No hits. One error. And nobody left on. We played through one. And no score here from Caldwell. Back at we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
And back we go here. Snell warms up for his second inning of work. He'll be looking at Ronaldo Castillo, Kyler Wells, and Guillermo Morcaccio.
Get the ball, man. Here we go.
Coming in tonight from Caldwell High School. We're at the Lady Hornets softball field, and they've converted it to baseball for the purposes of the tournament with a makeshift mound out there. Couldn't play the regular high school field, high school baseball field. I'm a little too big for this age group. And first pitch is a strike call on Castillo. Right-handed hitting first baseman. Next pitch from Snell. Ground ball to third. Third base. Oh, good at the ball. Picks it. Throws to first and throws offline. And Castillo will reach. And now that'll bring up Kyler Wells. And pitch is a ball 1-0.
Let's go, Kyler Wells. Have fun right here, bud. Let's go, Kevin.
Pitch is taken for a ball. It's 2-0. And this one, bouncer back to the pitcher. And Snell will flip to first and get the out. Meanwhile, on the play, Castillo moves over to second. That gets him in the scoring position now for Guillermo Morcaccio. Snell ready for his next pitch. And that one outside for a ball.
G, right in the B. Let's go, Larry, right here. Right on the
line. That one down low for a ball. 2-0 count. Foul tip.
You're good.
Two balls and a strike now on Marquette Hill. Shelton Wells will be due up next. And Marquette sends this one out to right field. That is hooking and drops it. Fair ball. Castillo around third. Marquette on his way to third. And he is going to be in there. Oh, nice try for home. Throw the plate, and he is going to be out of the plate. But he got the run in. It's an RBI triple for Marquette. And then he's out at the plate, trying to stretch it to an inside the park homer. So 1-0 Washington County. And that'll bring up Shelton Wells now. And pitches outside for a ball. So Washington County with a 1-0 lead. And pitch down low for a ball. And it's 2-0 count. Stout gets the sign. And his next pitch. In there for a strike, 2-1. Just nipped that outside corner. One foul back, and it is 2-2.
Hey, battle Wells, battle kids.
Right here, bud. Take one. Yeah, swung and a miss, got him on strikes, and that'll retire the side. But not before Washington County comes up with a run. One hit, there was one error, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Washington County leads it 1-0. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
All right, as we come back up here, Jace Riley warming up for his second inning work. Hey fans, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children, more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger program for kids with physical and mental challenges too. As Riley's first pitch to White is popped up. And oh, Castillo almost had that one. Yeah, it'll be a foul ball. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. Next pitch to White, outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. Washington County with a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the second. And a pitch taken for a strike, and it's 1-1. And the 1-2 from Riley. And that one is a bouncer over to second base. Throw to first. Marquecho to Castillo for one. And that'll bring up the Burleson County first baseman next. Riley's pitch taken for a strike, 0-1. Trying to get to the.
Nice pitch, Jay. Keep it going, kid.
Foul tip. That's Burns.
Come on, Jay. Come on.
Go for it. Everybody moving, let's go, boys,
do one thing. Next pitch, swung on, ground ball, foul up the third base side. And we got a change in the outfield for Washington County. Kaler's come out, and that is Kyler Wells that's out there in right field now. Yeah, swung and a miss. And Shed with the throw down to first. Gets out number two. Looks like Riley picking up right where he left off. And next up will be Garza batting. Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and he'll take strike one. Lloyd was charging in from third on that. And this time, foul tipped it, and it's quickly here, 0-2. Ground ball to second. Marquecho up with it. Throws to Castillo. And that's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. And we played through two. Washington County leads it 1-0 on to the third inning. And do we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors?
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services. Residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling. Metal recycling. Portable sanitation. Container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
And on we go to the top of the third inning. And for Washington County, it'll be Silvano Marquecho, and then back to the top of the order with Jaggershed and Knowles Kaler. Washington County with a 1-0 lead on an RBI triple by Guillermo Marquecho. That scored Ronnie Castillo with the first run. Snell warming up for his third inning of work for the Burleson County All-Stars.
Riley!
Just waiting on the catcher for Burlington County to come up here and bat. Yeah, Garza was the last batter of the previous inning. He had to get his gear on. And Silvano Marchetto batting now. Getting the start at second base. And this one, ground ball back to the pitcher. Snell throws over to first base, where Burns takes the catch for out number one. And now we go back to the top of the Washington County batting order with Jagger Shedd. Shedd was called out on the strikes his first time up. One up high for a ball. It's 1-0.
Hey, have fun.
Washington County leads this 1-1. And that one off the pitcher's glove. Second baseman over. Throw to first. And he beat it out for the infield hit. Shedd just motored down that line there, and he's aboard now. And that will bring on Knowles Kaler. Yeah, that one up high for a ball. Runner going, throw down. Oh, the shortstop missed the ball and ends up out in center field. So stolen base there for Jagger Shedd. Center fielder, though, was right there to back up the play, so Shedd couldn't get up and move on down to third. And coach comes out and says, and so the umpires are going to converse. Not really sure what this could be over. This is pretty clear cut. Oh, yeah, maybe they were trying to claim he left too early, or I don't know. So Kaler now trying to bring that run in. One out, runner at second. Kaler single his last time up and takes a strike, 1-1. And that one foul back in the screen. One ball and two strikes. Snow gets a sign from Garza. Next pitch. That one, little dribbler up the first base side. Snow. Throw it to first, and we'll get out number two. Meanwhile, on the play, Shedd moves over to third. It'll be up to Jace Riley now to get him home. Let's go, try to expand on the Washington County lead. They're up 1-0 here in the top of the third.
Help your class, Jay!
Bounced up there a ball. And to 1-0 count. Long look in by Snell. Come set and the 1-0. Outside and it's 2-0. swung and a miss, 2-1. It was way out in front of that one. And Snow will kick and bring it. That one's going to be popped up. Everybody giving chase, but it's going to be out of everybody's reach. It'll be two balls, two strikes. And that one is a line drive base hit. And that will score Shea to make it 2-0 Washington County. And time is called. With two outs, the pitchers, so they get to have a courtesy runner. Give them time to get ready for the next inning. And that'll bring up Zach Lloyd. And Lloyd fouls this one back, 0-1. Pitch coming. That one outside, but look, that was a pitch out. Checking to see if Riley was going to go, or Kaler in this case was going to go. One, one, that's up high, a ball, 2-1. Swung and a miss, 2-2. Stuck one in the back door there. And foul away. Two balls and two strikes. One way high ball, and that'll fill the count to Zach Lloyd at 3-2. And he smacks that one into right field, base hit. Puts two runners aboard now. And on his way to third is Kaler into second, goes Lloyd. And that puts two runners in scoring position now for Parker Hale. And outside the ball, gets away from the catcher, running, coming home, and he's safe. And now two runs are going to come in. On the run, well, throw it in there. And that will now make it 4-1 Washington County. Time is called. Now the goes for Burleson County heading out to the mound. Have Ward with his pitcher and catcher. long conversation. You think I'm going to go break this up? It's longer than the requirement. That's Parker Hill batting. Two down. Three runs are in for Washington County. But now Hill has the batting with the bases empty. And he sends this one into left field. And left fielder over. Oh, and it drops in. And it's a single for Hale. And the inning keeps going for Washington County. And that'll bring up Ryland Drain. Drain grounded back to the pitchers last time up. Bounce up there, a ball gets back to the backstop, and the runner will move up. And pitch is taken for a strike, 1-1. Up their ball again, and it's 2-1.
So, Ryland, your turn.
Let's go, Ryland. Come on, Bobby. Ryland!
Yeah, that one's going to be popped up. First baseman over, and he'll make the grab for out number three. Or is that out number two? Oh, I thought that was three. That's only two. My bad. So two down now, and that'll bring up. Oh, we missed that. I thought he caught it. And so Drain's still batting with a 2-2 count now. Yeah, strike three called, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, Washington County does come up with three runs and four hits. There was one error and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the third. Washington County leads it 4-0. Back at we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
And as we come back, here's going to pass along a score from the Major Boys Tournament. And right now, Belleville winning that one 4-0. Play is in the third inning. And we're going to check on the minor. Now, the minor boys don't play till 8, so they haven't started yet. Checking on the minor girls softball. As we come back here, bottom of the third. Washington County leading this one 4-0. And it is ball one.
WC, work, make a play.
And that one back up in the middle, base hit. And next pitch, that one fouled away off the fence there. And the 0-1 delivery, that one's popped in, fouled in. Yeah, well, we got Jensen checking the minor girls. And right now, Washington County minor softball there in the bottom of the third. Washington County lead that one 2-0. As we said, the minor boys will start at 8 o'clock. And we'll keep you up to date on those scores as we go along throughout the course of the evening. And Lloyd swings and misses. And she lost the track of the ball. In the meantime, the runner is going to end up all the way at third. Yeah, they're going to call Lloyd out. Not really sure what he did there. I'll get a clarification there, but one out. And swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. That's Yannick batting. So no balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss, then got him on strikes. Put the tag on him. That's two down now. They'll hold the runner at third. Pitches taken for a strike.
All right, teacher.
And then pitch up and in a ball. Looks like Lopez batting. And pitch is a strike call. One, two. One back to the pitcher. He'll throw to first. And that'll get the side in order. And no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. We played through three. We're halfway through this one. Washington County leads it 4-0. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Are you ready to build that new barndominium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
And back we go here. Yeah, it's now warming up for another inning of work. Running. And he will be looking at Ronaldo Castillo, Kyler Wells, and Guillermo Marcacho. That's Castillo steps in, waiting on the first pitch.
Let's go, Dugout, talk it up.
And pitches a strike called.
Now you're ready, now you're ready. Let's go, Ronnie, right here. Let's go, Tim. Come on.
Next pitch, and that is back up the middle of base hit for Castillo. And he's on base again. And that'll bring up Kyler Wells now. Wells grounded out his first time up. And waiting on the next pitch. Still set to deliver to Wells.
Come on, let's go.
And Wells sends this one. That is going to be caught by the center fielder. What a play there. And that'll be one down. That's one of those you just tip your cap to. Foul back. Next one down low for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Let's go, G-Man, right here, bud. Let's go.
So, G, basic, kid.
Nobody better, right here. Let's go. You got it.
And that one, ground ball over to third. They're going to go second for one. No chance to get the runner at third. At first, rather. So, it'd be a fielder's choice. 5-4. Outfielder field of choice for Marcacho, as well as Shelton comes up to the plate. And he'll take a ball, 1-0. Wells and then Marcacho, the last two to bat here for Washington County. And that one foul back into the screen. I'm going to take it for a ball, 1-2.
Hey, have confidence, Wells. You got it. Let's go.
Swing and a miss, and got him on strikes. Got him tied aside in the inning for Washington County. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Washington County leads this one 4-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond, are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
And as we come back here, it is Jace Riley warming up for another inning of work. Washington County so far has just managed one hit in the game. And then eight hits have come across the board. Actually, Washington County's managed four. Burleson County's managed just one hit in the game. And hence the Washington County lead of 4-0. Also, Burleson County with two errors to just one error for Washington County. And first pitch is swung on and missed. And a pie for a ball. And the 1-1. And a strike called, 1-2. And outside ball, 2-2. Got him on strikes. Down goes Hinojosa. And we'll go back to the top of the order with Colby Snell.
Okay, one down, here we go. Where's our WC?
Ready? Come on, go.
And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. Snell grounded back to the pitcher's first time up. And that one sent out into short, and it's going to be caught by the shortstop. That was Parker Hale. That's one for the highlight reel there. He just came back and heading over his shoulder, and he got it. So now bring up Cameron Chiranza. And that one's going to be popped into shallow right. That's going to drop in for a hit. And speeding around second, that is going to go all the way around the score. That's Chiranza. He circles the bases, and that'll make it a 4-1 ball game. And now we have Mark Balderas.
Let's go, boy.
Yeah, that one's going to be popped up and foul. Foul away.
Come on, Jay, come on.
All right, 2-2. Fouled away. Holds count at 0-2.
Let's go, boys. Everybody moving. Who wants it? Hey, we got two down, WC.
Washington County kind of get this out here and then hopefully add to their lead. On top, 4-1 here. And the umpire is a little high. Riley was walking off, heading toward the dugout. Now he's got to go out and throw another pitch. Yeah, strike three called. And that will do it in the bottom of the fourth inning here. And Burleson County gets on the board, and we head to the fifth. It is Washington County 5, Burleson County 1. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
And back we go. Still out there for his fifth inning of work. Coming back to you here at the Caldwell High School softball field, which is tonight doubling as the baseball field for this particular tournament. And just want to let you know, you're listening to AM 1280 KWHI in Brenham, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com, and on our KWHI app for your smartphone. Doug Brown with you here on this Sunday night. So glad you can be with us.
Basic kids, you can do it.
And that one's going to be popped up and behind us.
Sweat. All my sweat. Go, Eric.
No balls, one strike and a pitch. That's taken for a ball. And outside of ball. Silvano Marchetto trying to get aboard, get something started for Washington County. Down low for a ball. And it's 3-1 on Marchetto. With Jaggershed and Knowles Kaler waiting on deck. We're in the fifth inning. And that one taking for a strike, 3-2. It looked like ball four from here. Three balls, two strikes. And that one's going to be popped up. First baseman hauls it in for out number one. And that's going to bring him Jaggershed now. Time is called. That's Shed Batting. Marquette retired. And a strike call, 0-1.
Go, Fafoo!
Down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. One ball, two strikes now. Shed is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. And that one inside for a ball, and it's 2-2. That'll hold the count steady. Well, it's a very hot night over here in Burleson County. Still had a good turnout here from both sides. And a pie for a ball. It's 3-2 on Jake Lloyd. Oh, excuse me. Jagger Shed.
Close, take it.
Blinking there for a minute. Next pitch to Shed. Inside, ball 4, and he draws. He works his way on with a walk. That's a good at bat because he worked it to a full count there. Ran to the pitch can. I wonder how many pitches Snell has got left. He's got to be getting close to his limit in Washington County. Bounced up there. Ball gets away. And Shed will move down to second. As we said, if Washington County wins this one, they have to come back and play again tomorrow night. And this one foul up the first base side. If Burleson County were to come back and win here, they would be the tournament champions.
Did he say big dog?
Come on, Danny.
1-1 pitch, up high for a ball, 1-0. And that one, grandma, it's going to be knocked out by the second baseman. Only play is to first, and the first baseman dropped the ball. And so that'll put two runners aboard and two out. Or no, one out.
Here we go, Jace. Help your cause, Jace.
And it looks like we're going to get a pitching change. So Snell coming out. And so with a pitching change, Washington County leads it 4-0 here in the fifth. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the Elite Baseball and Softball Training Facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 Summer Baseball and Softball Camps. All you have to do is go online to register today. And don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online, battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
And back we go here. And new pitcher there for Burleson County is going to be John Paul Burns. Riley getting set to bat, and we're going to let's pass along a couple of scores. A minor softball down in Sealy tonight. It's Washington County and Burleson County. Washington County leading that one 5-2 with play in the bottom of the fourth. And meanwhile, over in Belleville, Washington County Major Boys, they are trailing Belleville there 4-0 with play in the fourth inning. Burns taking his warm-up tosses. Washington County's got runners at the corners. And only one out in this inning. Pretty close to being one of the pitchers to have all kind of warm-up time tonight.
Here we go, Jace.
Next pitch coming inside for a ball, runner going, throw down and throw home, and he's safe, and Jagger Shedd steals home. Double steal. There's Kaler takes second, and it's now 5-0 Washington County, or excuse me, 5-1 Washington County lead here in the fifth. And there for a strike, and it's 1-1. And that one, ground ball, shortstop knocks it down, throws across to first, and first baseman no-laid it, and that allows Kaler to come in and score. Makes time is called.
Hey, let's go, Zach Lloyd. Have fun, Bubba.
That's Zach Lloyd batting. Or actually, this is Chase Riley. No, wait. That was Riley just hit. This is Zach Lloyd batting now. Pitches a strike, 0-1. Into the stage of the game where the scorecard almost becomes illegible. And swing on a miss, does Lloyd, and it's 0-2. He fouls that one over to the right-hand side. No balls, two strikes, one out. Down low ball, and 1-2 now on Lloyd. Lloyd trying to get aboard. He's been on board, been on base both times tonight. Reached on a fielder's choice his first time up, and then Singleton scored last time up. And that's going to be a ball, 2-2. They were asking where the umpire was and said it was outside. And that one over to second. And they're going to get the lead runner for out number two. And that'll bring up Parker Hill now. try to keep this rally going here. Swing and a miss by Hale. Yeah, swung and a miss. Dennis quickly here, 0-2 on Hale. One ball, two strikes. Long look in by the new pitcher. And he sends that one a high fly ball back. That is up against the fence. That's going to be at least an RBI double. And he just missed hitting that one out of here. First pitch for a ball, 1-0. Ryland Drain followed by Renato Castillo will be due up next. Bounce up there, a ball.
Hey, let's go, let's keep going, boys.
Two balls, no strikes, two outs in the inning. Ryland Drain trying to get something out of this. Strike call, 2-1.
Now you've seen it, Rutland.
Next pitch. Swing and a miss, and 2-2. On Ryland Drain.
Hey, your turn, Ryland. You do, kid.
Two balls, two strikes.
Right here. Believe in yourself.
Down tip into the mitt, and that's a strikeout on the China side. In the inning, there were three runs on one hit. Let's see. And three errors committed in that inning, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. WC is leading this one 5-1. Back, excuse me, 6-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials with all the Little League All-Stars. Good luck this season.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, as we come back here, it will be Coburn White, John Paul Burns, and then we got Mr. Garza up after them. Doug Brown with you here. We're from the Caldwell Lady Hornet softball field, which has been converted to a baseball field for the purposes of this tournament, with a makeshift mound out there. And now White batting with Jace Riley still out there on the hill. He has just been cruising right along here tonight. And it's 2-0 count. And pitches a ball. Actually, they got it 7-1. I might have missed one in there. 7-1 Washington County winning. Here in the bottom of the fifth. They've got 6 on the scoreboard. And pitches a strike. And it's a ball. It's 3-2, so he's got a full count now on White. And timeout, we got the first base for Washington County Castillo. Needs a quick time to get his shoe tied. Back.
Here we go, Jace. Here we go.
And so it's a 7-1 ball game. Washington County. Now they've corrected on the scoreboard. Washington County with 1 run in the second, 3 in the third, and then now 3 in the fifth. Ground ball over to third, throw to first, and he's safe. White beats it out for the infield hit. That was a close play, but the umpire was right there on top of it. And that'll bring up John Paul Burns. And that's going to bring out Washington County manager Chris Kaler. He's going to go have a word with the base umpire.
Hey, good play, boy.
I mean, it was a bang-bang play there. It really could have gone either way. And now I think the umpires are going to talk it over. I don't see this one getting overturned. But, hey, every once in a while I'm wrong. Yep, they say he's safe.
Hey, roll it up, boys! Roll it up!
And so now Burns batting.
Hey, nobody heard WC, roll it up!
Let's go, boys!
Nice! And pitch is a strike call. 0-1 count.
Here we go, Chase!
And that is a strike call. 0-2.
Let's go, Jay. Let's go, boys. Everybody moving. Roll 2.
Yeah, strike 3 call. That's out number 1. Burns strikes out for the second time tonight. That'll bring in Brant Garza. And pitches outside for a ball.
Here we go, Jace. Here we go. What do you say, WC? Roll it up.
Yeah. And next pitch, taken for a ball. Riley, if he can pitch another gem here tonight, only allowed 2 hits and just 1 run. In there for a strike, 2-1.
Come
high for a ball. 3-1 count now on Garza. And next pitch from Riley. That one ground ball over to third. Oh, third but double clutched and then threw the ball. So the run's going to be saved. If it had gotten rid of it right away, he might have had a shot at him. But third baseman for Washington County there, Zach Lloyd, he double clutched and couldn't make the throw. And it's a two on now and still only one out. And then it's going to bring up Arian Salcedo, the shortstop. Squares away to bunt, and bunts it foul up the first base side.
Hey, we got a crash! We got a crash! Coming to Jack.
Watch the ball, Will! Watch the ball,
two Will. On, one out.
Got one, run it, run out, run it!
Yeah, one up high for a ball, and it is 1-1. And got that one down, and it's 1-2. And so that one foul up the third base side. Next pitch from Riley. Down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes and a quick update from Bill. Oh, runner going. Throw down and he's safe. Delayed steal there by White. So runners at the corners there. And a quick update from Belleville. And right now it is Belleville leading the Washington County Major Boys in the bottom of the fifth inning. Belleville up 6-0. So definitely not what we wanted to hear on that one.
Hey, nobody heard. Here we go. Let's make a play. Roll it up.
And down low ball four, and Salcedo takes the walk.
Hey, we're coming home.
And that's going to bring up Jackson Lloyd now. And minor softball check in on there. And minor softball over in Sealy. Pitches up high for a ball. Washington County leading Burleson County 5-2. They got play in the bottom of the fifth there. So we'll keep you up to date on that as well. Hopefully we'll have finals on both of those games before we go off the air tonight. And up high for a ball. 2-0 count. Squares away to bunt. And pulls the bat back. And they'll take ball three. Umpire signaling that it was high. Time is called. And Shed going to go out and have a word. And while we got him in here, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program. Nearly 2.4 million children, more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Just visit their website at littleleague.org. And that is going to be a bases loaded walk, and that'll bring home another run. Oh, the throw got away. And that's going to get two home and make it a 7-3 game. And now Washington County manager Chris Kaler going to come out, try to settle everybody down. And I think Riley may be coming in. Yep, we're going to have a pitching change here. And so with the pitching change, we will take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962, located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Tecron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Tecron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Tecron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
All right, as we come back, Yannick batting, and he'll take a ball, or pitch a strike, as apparently they left Riley in. They made some other changes, but Riley's still out on the hill. Kaler's now going to the game at second. Jeremy Marchetto's gone out to center field.
Hey, boys, y'all got a call. Parker, let him know if he's going. There you go.
That one's going to be popped up. Castillo over, and he'll make the grab for out number two. And now that'll bring up Easton Lopez. And Burleson County's cut it to a 7-3 game. Lopez were to get a hit here, that makes things very interesting. Pitch swung on and missed. And Riley trying to dig down deep, swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Right and miss, got him on strikes. And that'll look on the side. Burleson County does get two in that inning, and they've cut the lead now to 7-3. And we will go back, we will take a break and come back with the top of the sixth inning after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
And as we come back here, top of the sixth, a reminder, this Little League International Tournament game is presented by KWHI Radio under the authority of Little League Baseball and Softball and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written consent of Little League International, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information, you can visit the Little League website online at www.littleleague.org. And for Washington County, they lead this one 7-3 here in the top of the sixth. Washington County can hold on for this this inning. They can send it to a winner-take-all tournament championship game, which will be right back here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. But if Burleson County were to somehow come back and win, they would be the champions. And it is Jackson Lloyd warming up for the Burleson County All-Stars. We'll be looking at Ronnie Castillo, Tyler Wells, and Guillermo Morcaccio. On a hot night here in Caldwell.
Two more and take it down, Brad.
And, of course, we'll have be sure you join us on the KWHI Morning Show in the morning. Get the band back together again, me, Craig, and Josh. As Lloyd continues to warm up, and now they finished the warm-up tosses. Now Castillo up. He's been on base both times. Reached on an error first time up and singled last time up. So also scored one of the Washington County runs. Yeah, Lloyd ready. First pitch. Castillo takes a strike, 0-1. As night beginning to fall, lights starting to come on at the field here. Bounced up there a ball. One ball and one strike.
Kid.
And that one, a ground ball to first. First baseman knocked it down. He's got to run to the bag. He's not going to beat Castillo. And an infield hit there. Gets Castillo aboard, and that'll bring up Kyler Wells. And I'm sure when they get older, they'll learn pitcher needs to, when it's hit over that direction, pitcher needs to get over there and cover first. And pitch up high for a ball. And pitch taken for a ball, and it's 2-0 now on Kyler Wells. This, as we said, this is the championship round of the tournament. Last two teams left standing. Pitch down low ball. It's 3-0. And Castillo heads down the second. He picks up a steal. Inside ball four, and Wells will take the walk. He heads on down to first. And that'll be Jeremy Marchetto. And this one's going to be popped up. First baseman makes the catch. And that's out number two, or out number one, rather. And that brings up Wells Shelton.
Your turn, Wells. Let's go.
Shelton looking to get in on the hit parade here.
Okay, Wells, little base hit, kid. You're due.
Believe in yourself, Wells. Let's go.
And pitch coming. Bounced up there. Gets away. The runners will move up. On the wild pitch, Castillo goes to third, Wells goes to second. And now Shelton trying to see if he can bring them home, give Washington County a little extra cushion going in that bottom of the sixth. And ground ball to second base, throws to first, gets the out. But Castillo scores to make it now 8-3 Washington County. And now bring up Silvano Marcaccio. Pitch foul away.
Let's go, Silvano. Have fun, bud.
What do you say, yes? Little base hit here, kid.
Lloyd ready. And here comes the 0-1. Up high, and it's 1-1. One pitch, bounced up there a ball, and it's 2-1 now.
Here we go, Ass. Here we go, Ass. You like it, driving.
And up high, 3-1.
Gotta be perfect, Silvano. Let's go.
Let's go, Ass.
Jagger Shed would be due up next. And this one's going to be popped up, and that's going to be foul over toward the Washington County side. And that'll be a full count now, 3-2. Swung and a miss. That got him on strikes. And that'll retire the side. So we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. And Washington County leads this one 8-3. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Pody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball season.
We're the B, we're the A, we're the S, we're BHS.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town. Located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
And back we go here as Riley warming it up for the bottom half of the sixth inning. And Washington County leading this one 8-3. And for Burleson County, it'll be Adriel Hinojosa, Colby Snell, and Cameron Chiranza. And Hinojosa first up. And Riley will, after this, he won't be able to available for tomorrow, so I'm gonna let it all hang out here. In the first pitch is, do they call that a ball or a strike? They call a strike 0-1. Next one is a ball, and so. And it's 1-1. And hitting that one outside. It's 2-1. And you got to imagine stretching out in.
Here we go, Chase. Here we go.
Went into the sixth inning last time. Into the sixth inning again this time. And taken for a ball. 3-1. Don't know if he had any relief outings in the other couple of games they played. And pitches a strike. 3-2. And that one inside almost hit him. And Hinojosa will take the walk on down to first. So one aboard and time is called. And he may have reached his pitch count there. Washington County manager Chris Kaler heading to the hill. And he will take the ball. And now he's going to get a nice hand from this Washington County crowd. What a great outing that young man had here tonight.
Good game, Chase!
And so we now will have a pitching change, and so we'll take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
The roof is the most important part of a structure, whether it's your home, office building, garage, or storage building. You can trust DDM Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop to design a long-lasting, great-looking metal roof for whatever you want to build. Metal roofs are durable, fire-resistant, energy-efficient, and can add beauty and style to any structure. Whether you're replacing a roof or choosing one for a new building, DDM offers a wide variety of designs and colors to customize your new metal roof. Find out more at ddmbuildings.com. Or visit their offices in Brenham or Bastrop.
Insurance can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, call Dahman & Associates at 979-836-4241. Or stop by their office at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, as we continue on here, bottom of the sixth inning, Washington County leading it 8-3 over Burleson County. They've got one runner on, nobody out, and Colby Snell, the batter. Knowles Kaler, the new pitcher for Washington County. And first pitch back to Kaler at throws to first, and that's one away. And now that'll bring up Cameron Chiranza. One on, one out on the play. Hinojosa moved to second base. Pitches up high to the ball to Chiranza. Chiranza reached on there first time up. Second time up at a home run. And bounce up there, a ball gets away, and the runner will move up. Yeah, that one up high, ball three. Kaler just got to settle down here, throw strikes. And that's ball. That'll look pretty good from back here. And that's a walk to Chiranza. That'll put him aboard and bring up Mark Balderas. Time is called. Chet going to go out and have a word with Kaler. Valderas 0-2 with two strikeouts. Well, those were against Riley. Let's see what Kaler can do with him here. Good size young man. And pitch inside for a ball. And runner going to second. And Chiron throws cut off. So runner second and third and only one out. You got a big enough lead here. Right now, I'd worry about just getting the batter out and not worry about the base runner so much. And pitches a strike call, 1-1. When you get yourself two outs here, those two runs don't mean anything with a five-run lead. Pitch is popped up. Backtracking into second and making the grab. Runner coming home, and they got a run down. Throw to third. Now back to the plate. Shadow tag on a double play. And that is the ball game. Washington County wins it. 8-3, your final score. And that means they're coming back here tomorrow night. One more winner take all championship game with Burleson County. 7 o'clock for the first pitch there. And that is going to send us to our post-game show. And we'll be back with that after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that, whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to a1qualityplumbers.com. Family owned and operated. License number RMP 15749.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as we come back here, once again, your final score, Washington County wins this one 8-3, and this was a huge win for them because now this moves them to the tournament championship, and a big win tonight, especially after Burleson County beat them earlier in the tournament, and now Washington County, first of all, coming back last night and getting that big win over Belleville, and now the win tonight, and momentum is completely on their side as they head into tomorrow night's game. And meanwhile, quick updates. We don't have anything yet on the minor boys, but on the minor girls, it's now 6-5. Washington County in the lead there. Washington County was actually up 5-2. Burleson County came back, tied at 5-5. And now, as we take the lead 6-5, going to the bottom of the sixth there. And meanwhile, on the, major boys, they are trailing 6-0, top of the sixth inning over in Belleville for that one. And Washington County, the score remains the same. Washington County loses. And Washington County, is eliminated from the major boys tournament. And that, I think, gets everybody up there. Oh, and we got to do this one more time. Are you kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program. Nearly 2.4 million children, more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on the Little League, visit Little League's website at www.littleleague.org. And back with a final wrap-up after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening.
Having a team get together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majeski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state!
Felder's By&By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By&By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All right, as we welcome back here once again to Caldwell, and the Washington County 11-year-old boys get the victory here tonight. 8-3, your final score there. And so Washington County is moving on. They will face Burleson County again tomorrow night here at the tournament championship, 7 o'clock start time. And we'll have to wait and see as far as which game we're going to be at tomorrow night. We've got to wait for the scores from the other three games to come in. And then we'll have something for you in the morning. Tune in, and we'll have that for you first thing in the morning right here on KWHI. In the meantime, want to thank Mallory back at the studios for helping me bring this one to you. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, a big thank you to our sponsors who, of course, make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.